This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Us and them, 7 after the hour, as we source a lot of material that are on the charts for the week of January 9th to the 13th. When I say charts, in this hour of the program, a conglomeration of people that are associated with several enterprises of mine. I'm Doug Steffen with Rich McFadden and Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan, part of the Good Day Gang and the DJV gang. Our posse, I think, as Jennifer put it once, going through the top 10 stories from the News Talk Radio world this past week, so that folks listening to the countdown around the country can get our take on it as intelligent human beings and people with a mouth and a brain working in the talk radio trenches. So let's see, we got what's going on in sports. The good news is that the baseball season starts in the Grapefruit Leagues 6 weeks from this weekend. Hooray for that. All right, next.
I'm down with that. 10.
Yeah, sure, of course. Football season over pretty quickly. A couple of new coaches here and there, including that 30-year-old. Did you see that? 30 years old,
yeah.
Good Lord. What does he bring with him as experience? That would seem to me to be the big
thing. He's got a lot of experience for 10 years. Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
So can't all speak at once, girls, one at a time. Thank you. I just like it home
Hi,
around
Victoria.
The table. Victoria goes.
No, I think we both said the same thing. I mean, he brings, you know, only being in the NFL for 10 years, he has a lot of experience. So I think he's bringing, you know, we'll wait to see what he does. But I mean, the Rams were 4-12; they can't get any worse.
Two words. Okay.
0-20; they could be.
Two words for you, Doug.
Yes, Rich.
Theo Epstein, who took your Red Sox and the Cubs to the World Series. And he was 31 years old when he first started.
Well, his age isn't a factor. I mean, look at some of the people that have had early success. Ryan Seacrest is a pretty good example in our business. You can take the Trump kids that are in their 30s and what they're doing. People say, well, no, it isn't well. They could have it or not. They seem to have it. I think you can take across the board. Is it because millennials are smarter, better prepared? Are we paying more attention to them? Or is it just that we are maturing, and it isn't always about age. It's about what people really can do through the research and analytics that a lot of these outfits have. I mean, the NFL certainly has plenty of analytics at its disposal, and they can put up all kinds of things on a board and say, hypothetically, this is how it works, or that is how it works. So, you know, maybe just using the tools they have better to come up with better people.
There's something to be said for fresh perspective, too. I mean, that's one thing that he will bring is youth, and he's played football as a in college. I mean, I don't know. Let's just see what he does. I think I wouldn't take anything away from him.
Well, all right. How's this for an idea? How about we use the same approach to elect, never mind elect, scratch, to choose the president? Let's find somebody who, like with all of these other things we just were enumerating, businesses and sports and whatever it is, supposedly the headhunter go out and they find the best person for the job. So how do we manage that when it comes to the presidency? We find a headhunter?
We don't live in a republic anymore, Dougie.
Oh, damn.
We can't have one guy going out and finding someone for us. We've got to do it ourselves.
Okay. And we've certainly done a great job of that in the last how many different administrations? Well, let's see. Okay, so that's number 10. Number 9... is the Dylann Roof situation, his death sentence, and what that accomplishes around the room. Jennifer, we'll start with you. In your opinion, Dylann Roof's death sentence.
I don't think there was any other. I don't think there was any other solution. I mean, clearly this kid is mentally deranged, and there's just a lot of evil going on there. So, you know, I can't see that.
So all the evildoers in the world, we should just get rid of them, shoot them.
Yeah, why not?
Okay. Victoria, How much of that do you agree with?
I'm completely against the death penalty, and especially in this case, I don't think putting a young guy who's clearly suffering from extreme mental illness to death is the answer.
What is the answer?
I think an entire conversation in our country about mental illness and how we approach it and how we deal with it needs to be had. I don't think killing this guy is going to do anything. There could be treatments that are around the corner that could help him, and he may end up being, you know, we don't know. I mean, he could end up being something that's contributing to society instead of what he is now.
Contributing, it should be from behind prison walls.
Obviously he's not going to be on the streets, but I don't think killing him is the answer.
Okay. I hear suggestions as to what the answer. I think it's very difficult to come up with an answer, frankly. Richie, what do you think?
Doug, I'm going to tag on what Victoria said. I don't not only think it's mental illness, but I think it's the amount of chemicals in our systems that are just creating these crazy people, these zombies that are walking around here, and I'm starting to sound like you. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, you see what it does to people. Look at the guy with the shooting last week in the airport, and look at these. What is going on?
There was an attack on one of the highways, and was it Oklahoma or someplace, and guy goes by and sees somebody beating up on a cop, so he shoots him and kills him.
Right.
What about the guy in the baggage claim? I mean, that may be true, and we should talk about reasons to fix people, but at the same time, you still have families whose husbands and dads and mothers and sisters aren't coming home.
Right. I'm not saying this is an excuse or these people should ever see the light of day again.
Whether they shoot the guy or not, they're not going to come back. So
right, but what is, in part, you're always going to have crazy people no matter what you do.
Yeah.
But in part, I think some of this is just mental illness and what is causing that mental illness, and we need to take a better look at that.
Yeah, agreed. Totally.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's a hard row to hoe, frankly. This kid is so off of his rocker, and as Richie said, he's beginning to sound like me. I believe that there are so many elements that we have in what we eat, what we drink, what we're exposed to in terms of toxicity here, there,
what
everywhere.
What we breathe in.
Chemicals, our body is made up of chemicals. And what's in your brain chemically is subject to distortion, to disproportionment, the amount of the stuff, what's the word begins with an S that you have that you put in your, that's a part of your brain, and I can't come to it now, but it's a chemical that some people can put in, comes as a
serotonin.
Thank you. Yeah, you can get it as a supplement because balances of it are off. And so there'll be all kinds of things that can make you screwy. It still doesn't fix the problem, though. That's the real thing is we got a lot of people who have access to weaponry that have no business.
That's the secondary conversation for sure, yeah.
I don't know if it is the secondary conversation. I think it may be the primary conversation. If you know that somebody is and this kid clearly had signs, his parents, people around him, you can go through the last group of any of these shootings and you can find that there were people around who knew.
Right.
The guy in the airport in Fort Lauderdale, for God's sakes, was a complete flaming nutbird. Why has he got a gun? Why has he got access to a gun?
And the FBI gave it back to him.
Yeah.
Right.
After he told them that he was hearing voices that the government was trying to control his mind.
Yeah. Yeah.
In the Dylann Roof case, his friends took the gun away from him. They knew that he was threatening to do something. They took the gun from him, and unfortunately, I guess you know the company he kept. Someone else was on probation for some other type of charge, and the girlfriend said, "You can't have a weapon. If someone finds this gun in your possession, then you're going to go to jail." So then they ended up giving the gun back to Dylann Roof. Yeah. And then we know the rest of it. So.
There it is, the rest of the story. Coming up, a discussion as we continue looking at the charts from Talkers Magazine. I'm going through them by the numbers. Your thoughts as well. If you want to focus, you can follow us on the DJB Show, at DJB Show, at Jennifer Warren, at On Air, Victoria, at C. Schillen, at Doug Steffen, at Rich McFadden. It's 16 after the hour.
Jim owns a gym. And his personal trainers love printing fitness plans. But it takes more than love to run a business. Like Inc., lots of ink. That's why business owners like Jim go to Office Depot Office Max, where for a limited time, you can buy any HP ink cartridge and get the second one 40% off, online or in store. Because at Office Depot Office Max, we're here for you and the work you love. Office Depot Office Max, gear up for great. And January 14th, limit two. Multi-packs count as one.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Bob and the 2 for $4 croissant.
So, here's a doozy. I'm eating my 2 croissant for $4, you know? And this lady comes over, making big moon eyes. And I'm like, keep your paws off my other croissant, ma'am.
Great story, Bob. Thick cut bacon and egg on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price participation vary.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Tree.
Tree here. Just calling to say thanks for letting me crash at your place the other night. Well, on your place. It was a rough night. I had a bit too much wind, and I think I might have broke your chimney, actually. So, yeah. Any chance you'd want to drop off my tire swing? Yeah. I mean, if not, that's cool. Okay, later.
Trees won't pay for tree damage. Luckily, one call to the Geico Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
All right, 18 after the hour. Next item from number 10 to 9, now number 8, Meryl Streep's Golden Globe speech. I've made my thoughts on this very clear. Victoria chuckled a little bit because...
Well, because I think, I don't know, I mean, I think we all kind of agree. We all love Meryl Streep as an actress, and it would have been, as Jennifer pointed out earlier this week, it would have been nice to hear her talk about one thing in her career, or one film, or one director that she worked with, or, you know, I mean, I'm sure she has wonderful anecdotes, and I understand her position on Trump, and I happen to agree with her, but I really didn't want to hear it then at the Golden Globes.
Is anybody really surprised? I mean, is anybody really surprised?
Well, at this point,
I mean,
the rap on her isn't good. There are a lot of people that are now whispering about what she's really all about. Apparently, she's quite difficult. Nobody likes her in the neighborhood where she lives because she tries to control the circumstances, and it's kind of like, do you know who I am? That kind of stuff, which never really does. That's a good way to have somebody flip you off. and that apparently that's the way she's become. And that, I've heard that in any number of circumstances, which is too bad because she is one of our finest assets as far as actresses are concerned.
Yeah.
And she didn't get an award because she doesn't like Trump. She got an award because she's a good actress.
Right.
And the rest of the stuff is all crap, including what she had to say.
I mean, she was in a friendly room with a friendly audience.
I mean, I agreed with what she said. But
the friendly audience that was watching
her
television wasn't interested.
She doesn't care. Yeah.
Yeah, but she could have said, I mean, she could have mentioned that if she really had, you know, she was hot and bothered to talk about it. But come on.
I know.
Do it in the interviews afterwards.
Whatever. This whole Hollywood thing, whatever.
Well, it is, and Trump sort of hit, just gave Trump another chance to do his tweet. Yeah, exactly. And that's all, you know, and then people say, well, I wonder, maybe she is over the hill. Maybe she's getting a little senile. 21 after the hour.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Paid attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
It's 23 after the hour now. This is the Good Day / DJ Vape version, our interpretation of the talk radio review, the countdown of the hot hits this week. The week of the second week of January, week of the 13th, and so we're working our way through the stories with each one of us and our comments and thoughts. You can share as well at DJ V Show, at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C Schillen. Yeah, you can pass along or Facebook, all those places. Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen, yada yada. Okay, so the Trump business separation plan is number 7. To do or not to do. Do you believe him or you don't believe him? Is he going to give his sons carte blanche to do what they want, and they're never going to talk to him Sunday at dinner like the Blue Bloods do about what's going on in the family business? No, we're not going to have any. Come on. It's not going to happen. But the other
I thought it was fantastic, though, when the lawyer up there and said all the people that are complaining about the foreign dignitaries that stayed as hotels, it's basically a payment to him. That he was just going to write a check to the Treasury for all of the money that had been received.
Isn't
by
that great?
Hotels. I thought that was fantastic.
And I was encouraged that he said that. I mean, I think that's really good. I actually thought the plan was...
No problem. I'll just write a check.
Yeah.
He's just there's so much gunk in this. It's hard to separate the forest from the trees with all of this stuff because there's so much hate. The symbolism is so negative on the part of some, and a lot of people have bully pulpits are just banging away at them. I said the other day, and I think I said it to you too, Victoria and Jennifer, that I was, I forget where I said I was, you probably remember, I was on the escalator at the mall, and these two women in front of me are saying, yep, Trump will be impeached by the end of January.
Wow.
I mean, even I laugh at that. It's like, come on, you know.
Yeah.
If that's what you're hanging your hat on, you need to get a hobby or make some new friends or do something else.
Go to a different movie. You know,
binge watch some TV. I mean,
I mean, hold them accountable, but that's...
right.
It was about the business stuff. It's unconstitutional. These women, I love to listen to people who sort of know kind of something, but they don't. They know just enough to be dangerous, but they really don't know what the heck they're talking about.
It's unprecedented. It's not unconstitutional as far as anyone knows.
Right, and the people knew that. I mean, when you're voting for a man whose name is his brand, it's going to be sticky, and people voted for him anyway.
Because of his brand.
But there is no law. I mean, the thing is that there are no conflict of interest laws for the president, which is weird. I don't know if that's the right thing, but that's just how it is right now. So he doesn't have to do any of this.
Well, look at past presidents. Who's had? I mean, what are you going to? George Bush's conflict was with the baseball team.
Well, Obama's Dick conflict Cheney's would have been Halliburton, which he divested
from. Dick Cheney is baloney. He never divested anything. He said he did. Prove it. He was the. Don't get me started on him. All right, because he's not around now, and we're talking about the now. So have you had enough on the business separation, or you want to keep going? Had enough on that? Want to go to the next one?
I'm good.
You're okay. The boss.
Thank you. Number six, the repeal efforts aimed at the Affordable Health Care Act. Looks like there are a couple of plans. What do we think about the plans, or what do we think about the repeal efforts, or what do we think about the whole... Richie, I'll start with you because you love paying your health insurance premiums now.
It's been so much fun the last couple of years. We were actually able to navigate around some of the hikes this year here at the network. So it didn't hit as hard this year as it did last. Last year was the $300 a month hike. That was the punch in the gut per person. Right. So bring on the repeal. Boom, baby. Do it.
Hi, Jen. All right, go ahead, Victoria.
I'm just to follow up with what Richie's saying. I mean, I think we all agree that having health care is a great thing, but that this system obviously does need to be changed.
Well, isn't it about
I just
health
haven't
care?
Heard
it's about insurance. This isn't about health care.
I'm talking about health care insurance. Insurance.
Oh, okay.
You access said healthcare. To health care. Right. Well, access to health care that's not out of your own pocket. Yeah.
Right.
But I haven't heard. I'm anxious to hear what the other options are. I mean, repealing and repealing is all we hear. But what's the actual plan?
There have been options thrown on the table for years, and they were just ignored.
But nothing sticks.
Right.
Well, the one that's going to stick is the one from Tom Price, who's the new Health and Human Services person. And he, Richie, actually has a huge emphasis on the health savings account,
which I have and love.
Yeah. Really good thing.
Health savings have always been a good idea, and put forth, by the way, by Ted Kennedy. It was his idea. So the Democrats are going to have a hard time arguing against that one, as it turns out.
If everybody had an HSA, we'd be well ahead of the game.
Thank you, Rich. There's Rich McFadden, ladies and gentlemen. It's 28 past the hour.
When you've been married for 45 years, you begin
to finish each other's sentences.
Like how Kmart is now
a preferred Medicare Part D pharmacy with
copays as low as a dollar, which means we save lots of money. So I can finally build that
woman cave in the basement, Loretta's lair.
Wait, what?
Oh, you heard me.
Head to Kmart Pharmacy today for Medicare Part D copays as low as a dollar. Kmart Pharmacy accepts most Medicare Part D plans and is preferred in many. Visit any Kmart Pharmacy for details or go to kmartpharmacy.com to find a location nearest you.
Carnival Corporation announced a travel industry game changer at today's CES show in Las Vegas. According to the company, a quarter-sized disc called the Ocean Medallion will introduce an unprecedented level of personalized vacation experiences for millions of travelers. Debuting on specially wired smart cruise ships this fall, the Ocean Medallion will learn guest preferences and provide personalized concierge services to maximize every second of a vacation. Guests can order food and drinks on demand, enjoy interactive gaming outside the casino, purchase merchandise without transactions, locate family and friends around the ship, and enter their staterooms without a key card. Carnival said the Ocean Medallion is the world's first interactive guest experience platform that bridges the physical and digital worlds to deliver a level of personalized service not previously considered possible. Medallion-class ocean vacations debut on Princess Cruises' Regal Princess this November. Book now at princess.com/ocean or ocean.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Off the ball. We're here grabbing at them with some degree of success. Otherwise, if we didn't have success grabbing some ears, we wouldn't be here any longer. When I say we, this is an assortment, sort of like the mongrels on the radio. Not the Mongols, the mongrels. The mongrels among us are Rich McFadden, associated with the Good Day program for years and years and years. Jennifer Horn as well. Victoria Keelan, part of the DJV crowd. We're all here to work our way through the charts from Talkers Magazine so that you can hear what we think. You can adjust yourself as to what the items are and figure out what your positions are if you care one way or another. Number 5 on the chart. Let me just review where we are to this point. Number 10, Sports Talk Radio. What's going on in the world of sports? Dylan Roof at number 9 in his sentence. Number 8, Meryl Streep in what she said at the Golden Globes last Sunday. Donald Trump's business separation plans at number 7. repeal of the Affordable Health Care Act, and the question comes on what replaces it. Number six, now we're at the farewell speech, which I think I would tie together, frankly, with the Joe Biden event at the White House later in the week on Thursday afternoon. Joe Biden was summoned to the White House under the pretense that they were going to do something to some group, and he shows up and finds out he's the focus, gets the Presidential Medal of Freedom with distinction, and I think, frankly, he deserved it. I think the two
of
them... I
cried. It was so...
I cried, too.
Yeah. It's a good moment.
He was crying.
Yeah, say what you want about Joe, but he's a good guy. I mean, he's got a good heart. So.
Very good. Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's... And I think that Obama does, too, frankly. It may be that we didn't agree with a lot of the stuff that he does, and we could criticize some of the things, the threads. I've said some things over the years about him, some of which I have regretted saying, others which I steadfastly stick to. I mean, it's all about what you learn, what you feel. I think he's a good father. I think he's a good husband. I think one of the things, and again, there's an ancillary sort of wave around this, because all of the events that end the that signal the end of his 8 years, one of them was the appearance of Mrs. Obama with Jimmy Fallon, and in that appearance she talked about her long-lasting friendship with Laura Bush. And then the Bush kids send a letter to the Obama kids about what the 8 years have been about. It was very thoughtful, it was loving, it was provocative, and all the things that those people who just can't get beyond their own sense of insecurity, they hate because they don't understand, I think, and people say, what do you mean? I don't think you understand the very nature. And I find myself caught up in this sometimes, too, but I don't think I've ever said anything bad about him. I've said things about him that I didn't like or things that he would do that would leave himself open for scrutiny. But I don't think he's, as I've said many times, the only really bad president we've had who was a bad guy was LBJ. He was just bad. Vice presidents, Cheney fits into that category with me anyway. I think he's just a bad dude. But, you know, the rest of them, you look around, I don't think Clinton's a bad guy. I think Jimmy Carter's a wonderful human being. I think George Bush is actually, both of them, both the old man and the kid, away from the influences of some of these clowns that were around them. I don't think George Bush, the son, knew how to think for himself until he was about halfway through the second term, and then he figured it out. I think the old man should have had a second term. I think if we had pushed everything back 4 years, it would have been very interesting. 8 years of Clinton after 4 years of Daddy Bush. And, you know, what would it have been like? All the things you speculate. But I think that that the legacy of Obama, although not filled with a lot of, you know, they want to hang the Affordable Health Care Act, and he does too, as his great accomplishment. There are things about it, as we were talking about a few minutes ago, I don't want to get stuck here, but the idea of having health insurance for everybody is something that I stand solidly behind, even though it was an insurance bill, not a health care bill. A lot of people didn't understand that. Who benefited from it in the end, whether it was designed or not, was the health insurance business. That there, and people who got insurance early on. You try to get it now, and you can't pay for it. So people are dropping out. But, you know, I think his intentions were quite good. Okay. Anybody else got anything on that?
I would say the insurance companies are the reason that Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, was just going to implode in the next year or so.
The Unaffordable Health Care Act?
The insurance companies were saying, Uncle, I can't take it anymore.
Yeah. And then we have to bail them out.
Bailing.
And get it, right. And then get mandated to have this huge tax.
Right. So it was all going away anyway. So.
Okay. Number four. There we go. Another investigation. Everybody's investigating everybody this week. My God. This week, this month, this year, is this going to be the time when the government implodes because it's just too big? Everybody's investigating everybody else. The FBI is being investigated by the Justice Department. We're going back to the Clinton emails. Come on. Let's move on. You're not going to, even if you think you're going to find something, at this point, why does it matter? And you can argue.
Well,
that
this
point.
isn't a reboot of the emails investigation.
No.
This is how it was all handled. Yeah. And I mean, a lot of people said it was completely mishandled. So if there is something that comes up in the
future,
you mean
the release of information? Is that what?
Yes,
you're right.
The way.
Right. Yeah.
Yes, yeah. The way the FBI handled the whole investigation, and then 10 days before the election, saying they're going to open it up again without actually knowing what they were looking at before they said something. I mean, it was a mess. So I think it's good to have a new set of guidelines or whatever they're going to come up with in case this happens again in the future. I mean, obviously it's politicians.
As long as
this is going to happen again.
Yeah, I don't.
Well, this has been sponsored by the Democrats. They want to look into the investigation to see how this impacted the election and that sort of thing. And here's the deal: as much as you hate it, the president is the president, and that's all there is to it. And I feel like all these efforts are really just trying to take away.
It's another Benghazi.
Discredit.
Move on.
Well, but it isn't because people didn't die. I mean, Benghazi was important to me because there are people left behind, and you don't want to see that happen again because military should expect a level of protection, I think, from the government.
No question about it. But investigating.
So that would be
happened.
The difference for me.
Yeah. Victoria?
Well, I already said my piece, so, yeah.
All right, Richie, anything else? Let's keep moving. Number three on the hit parade this week, the cabinet nominations, Sessions on the top of the bill, Ben Carson on top of the bill, Rex Tillerson on top of the bill. I'm going to bet they're all going to get confirmed. Anybody want to disagree with that?
No.
I'd be surprised. I mean, the most surprising, probably the easiest pickoff would be Tillerson, but I even think Marco Rubio will vote for him.
Rubio is running for president. He just announced his campaign for president for 4 years from now. That's all this is. The same as Cory Booker on the other side basically announced his campaign for presidency by taking a shot at Sessions. They're all members of the club. They all have the showers together, and they look at their wee-wees together.
Yeah.
All of that stuff goes on.
Oh, speaking of non-wee-wees, what's really interesting to watch on the Democratic side, you know, there's like a lot of hoopla about what the direction of the party should be after the election when they didn't get the desired results. Hmm. And so a lot of people are trying to position, as we saw Cory Booker do when he was asking the questions of Jeff Sessions, which made no sense, by the way. He had no evidence. He just said...
He likes the two guys are friends, for God's sake.
Correct. So it was kind of a weird thing, but it got him some headlines, and so that kind of unofficially starts his bid.
With Marco Rubio.
Kamala Harris, Kamala Harris, who's our new senator in California, has sort of, like, once Cory Booker threw down the gauntlet, she's like, oh no, you didn't. Wait for me, because she jumped in the ring by challenging Mike Pompeo, who's an appointee for the CIA. She asked him, how do you feel about climate change?
And then she wanted to make sure that he would provide daycare for gay and lesbian employees.
Next.
Is this really what you want to make sure that the CIA guy has on his
dog? I know, right?
Oh, my God. That sort of shows you how clueless some of these people are.
Oh.
That she got in is a modern miracle. Okay, a couple of more items on the list of the top 10. We'll get to them right after these words here.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
And now, it's time for The Lens of Liberty. Here with today's installment is author, speaker, and activist Helen Creeble.
A friend of mine has spent years in Washington, D.C., and as a history buff, is an excellent tour guide. But he had to stop giving tours of the Capitol's most famous landmarks because the government now says all tour guides must have permits. In New York City, the powerful Tour Guides Association requires a certification test, which all guides must pass to get a license from the city. The test, of course, is filled with mundane details like dates and other statistics that bore most tourists. If we look through the lens of liberty, we can easily see that tour guides are not a threat to public health or safety. What's next? You're under arrest for showing your friends around town?
Go to lensofliberty.org. You won't believe what you hear.
The U.S. economy has been getting stronger, and home values have been increasing. This good economic news presents a unique financial opportunity for you. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Many of our clients have been taking cash out of their homes, a strategy that might work for you. The smart move is to refinance your mortgage right now with Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.25%, APR 4.43%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN to see how much we can lower your mortgage payment. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Jim owns a gym, and his personal trainers love printing fitness plans. But it takes more than love to run a business, like ink, lots of ink. That's why business owners like Jim go to Office Depot Office Max, where for a limited time, you can buy any HP ink cartridge and get the second one 40% off, online or in store. Because at Office Depot Office Max, we're gear for you and the work you love. Office Depot Office Max, gear up for great. And January 14th, limit 2, multi-packs count as one.
All right, let's get back to the countdown. We have a couple of minutes left for the top two items in the stories list this week from Talkers Magazine. Doug McFadden, Rich Steffen. We have Victoria Horn and Jennifer Keelan here to go through this list.
I won't confuse anybody.
Number two is the Russian hacker. Well, I did it purposely because I think this is the most confusing, although the most interesting item of the week, the hack. Whether you're looking at C-SPAN getting hacked or whether you're worried about Russians, it's all Snowden, in my opinion. This is all Snowden. That's it. The explanation for anything in Russia, from Russia, that's getting hacked is Snowden, 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 and Snowden.
I don't think so.
Okay? Nick, well, you can disagree all you want. Help yourself.
I think this is a black ops information organization that's been hired to take down Trump, and because they cannot confirm any of this information. And if you look at who provided
Russian group,
no,
black ops group,
American political organization.
Yeah, John McCain was the one who actually turned this information over to the FBI, and now he's actually backpedaling from it. This is 37 page piece of information from an MI6 agent who, if you read it on BuzzFeed, it looked like it was a seventh grade. I mean, it was written by a seventh grader, but it talks about pretty salacious accusations against Trump and some women of the night in Russia.
What is it, September of 2013 when he was over there on some trade?
Well, and the thing was is that a lot of people knew about this. Like, it was kind of hush-hush, but a lot of people knew about it. They just weren't able to verify because it's not probably credible. So during the intelligence briefing, the FBI, James Comey, pulled Trump to the side and said, look, this is out there. We don't know if it's true. We're trying to run it down. Well, BuzzFeed gets it and leaks it, which caused our number one story of the week, which is a Trump press conference, Donald Trump going after BuzzFeed very heavily and also CNN. CNN actually got a bad rap in all of this. Trump probably shouldn't have gone after them because they simply reported that he was told about it in the intel briefing. He denied it because originally the report was he got a two-page document about it. Well, it turned out James Comey just pulled him off to the side and said, look, we have this information and we're looking into it. So that was where the miscommunication came from. He also thought CNN had posted a link to the BuzzFeed story. So then he went after CNN and BuzzFeed in his press conference this week.
Which was a classic moment in television.
Yeah, classic Trump. It's just the same old stuff. You're going to get plenty of that. And all the news media guys say, oh, wow, this is so unorthodox. How are we going to deal with it? Deal with it, pal. You got at least 4 years of it. All right, thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, good job. 50 minutes past the hour.
Warning.
warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
All right, guys, we're ready for our Four Seasons sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is
Hello 1978.
Hello. This is the music from the television show Chips with Larry Wilcox and Eric Estrada. So this is going to become a movie. Say it isn't so, Chuck. Come on.
Well, it's already in the can. It comes out this summer. The original TV show ran from 77 to 83. It starred Eric Estrada and Larry Wilcox as John and Ponch. I remember watching the show. The CHIP stands for California Highway
Patrol.
And Zach Shepard, who's married to Christian Bell, he was on the TV show Parenthood. Warner Brothers gave him a lot of control. He's not only the stars in the movie, but wrote and directed it, which is, you know, good for him. But the thing about it is, after watching the trailer, which hit the internet yesterday, it's a total lampoon. They make fun of the original series. It appears by watching the trailer, it is a hard R, raunchy sex comedy. Why they feel the need to attach the original Chip's name to it, I guess it, you know, helps sell the product.
It would be more important. It would be more like it. What's that other show in Kentucky or whatever it is with the stupid police? There was a TV show.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, you know, I don't remember the name of it, but that would be more
in
like
Kentucky?
It. I think, what is it?
It's new. Is it new or old?
No, it's old. It's been around for a while. Some
and it's popular. But you know, here's the thing. I know 21. You know, if people go back, Johnny Depp's first TV show was 21 Jump Street. It was serious fare. You know, they sort of lampooned that to a point in movies, and they've been very successful. Starsky and Hutch was a lampoon of the original series. I know people like it, and it made money. I hated it. And then The Dukes of Hazzard, which is another show that I sort of liked when it ran on CBS back in the day, and then it was sort of lampooned as a movie, an awful movie. I'm not a big fan of taking TV shows that have a fan base that are one thing and then taking the title right. And then...
How about we turn it around? What about movies yeah. that become TV shows like Lethal Weapon, as an example?
Which is a great show, by the way.
Not a bad show.
Yeah.
I've seen it a couple of times. Yeah, so...
They're hit or miss in terms of their you know history of movies that became
right.
TV shows. Some work big, and some are actually better than theatrical. You could take The Odd Couple as a TV show. As much as I like Jack Lemmon and Walter Matthau, I thought Tony Randall and Jack Klugman were actually even better.
Where The Odd Couple?
As Felix and Oscar.
All right, let's pause for a moment. We'll come back because Chuck is going to tell us what's coming out this weekend that's new for you to go see. If you haven't caught up like I haven't, I got about half a dozen movies I want to see. But Chuck is going to add to the list in a moment here.
It's time for some straight talk. The big wireless companies charge a boatload for their superior network coverage. But guess what? Straight Talk uses the same cell towers, but you pay half the cost. Who knew? Well, now you do. And I do. So let's do something. It's time to switch to Straight Talk. Unlimited plans start at just $45 a month on America's largest, most dependable networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at StraightTalk.com.
All right, 57 after the hour, Chucker. What do we have in store for us this week if we want to go to the movies and see something new?
I'll tell you one thing. You talk about oversaturation. 5 new films open nationwide. Wow. Ben Affleck's Live by Night, he stars and directs
awful.
In that film. Reviews are more negative than positive, which
awful.
Is a lot of people's surprise.
Awful.
Patriot's Day with Mark Wahlberg and John Goodman. I'm going to go see it this morning at 11 a.m. I'll let you know what I think about it on Monday. Reviews are actually pretty good. Then you got Sleepless, an action film with Jamie Foxx, a revenge movie, which has not been reviewed in advance.
What's it called?
Critics. Sleepless. You got they're advertising the heck out of it. It's tracking awful. Actually,
were there trailers on it? Did you remember seeing any trailers?
Yeah, on TV. They've been playing constantly. Revenge movie, which has not been reviewed in advance.
What's it called?
Critics. Sleepless. You got they're advertising the heck out of it. It's tracking awful. Series who go to Japan. It's based on a novel from the 1960s.
Chopping off everybody's heads. The Japanese doing what they did in World War II.
So is there anything on that list you're interested in?
Yeah, I'm interested in the Patriots movie.
Yeah.
And the one Jamie Foxx might be an interesting take.
Okay.
What's the other one? What was the second one on the list?
Patriot Live by Night with Ben Affleck.
Oh,
you're not going to see that one.
I'm not going to see that, no.
Okay, Hidden Figures tracking to be the number one movie for the second straight weekend, though.
Yeah, that's good for them. Good movie. Go see it. Anybody, any age, it's just a wonderful story. All right, Chucker, good job as usual. You're
a wonderful
human being and a credit to this program.
I'll tell my wife.
Don't tell me how. You tell a cat, too. 59 past the hour.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.